The first reading today, St. Paul, in writing to the Thessalonians, reminds them of how the gospel came to them. And he said, it was not in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. So if we look at our own selves, we have to ask, is that sound like me? Do I receive the word of God with power, with the Holy Spirit, with much conviction? Or is it just a bunch of words? So many of us allow the word of God just to go in one ear and out the other. We shrug it off and we say, oh yeah, I've heard that how many times? The fact that we've heard it hundreds of times doesn't change the fact that it's the word of God. The fact that we've heard it hundreds of times doesn't change the fact that it's true. The problem is that if we are not adjusting our lives to conform to God's word, then it doesn't have conviction. It doesn't have power. We're not allowing the Holy Spirit to work within us. God gave us his Spirit to conform us to his Son. And he gave us his word to teach us how to do that. And so if we aren't willing to hear his word and to allow that word to sink in and to convict us, then we're not allowing anything other than words. We're not allowing the Holy Spirit in. We're not allowing the power of God to work in our lives. And this is, once again, the American problem. We want God in our lives. God is somewhat important to us, but we don't really want to live our lives for God. We want to be worldly. We want to be materialistic. We want to fit in. We want to be just like everyone else, but we kind of want God there too. We don't want God to be the top priority though, because people will think we're weird if God is the top priority. If I really live my life according to the word of God, people are going to think I'm crazy. And I don't want people to think I'm crazy. So I'm not going to live my life according to the word of God. I'm going to live it according to the pagan society that I'm living in. And then secretly I'll say, but I believe in God. It's not going to work. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my heavenly Father. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my heavenly Father. If we do this, are we not falling right exactly into what Jesus said in the gospel? You bunch of hypocrites. Yeah, that's us, isn't it? Maybe not quite the same way that he was talking about the scribes and the Pharisees. But if we're playing this game where we're living two different lives, we come to Mass and we try to live one way. We go out into the world, we try to live a different way. Isn't that being hypocritical? Aren't we giving God lip service, but our hearts are far from him then? Aren't we allowing the word of God to go in one ear, but then it goes right out the other ear as soon as we walk out the door? So we have to really look again at our own selves. It's real easy to point the finger at everybody else. It's not our job. We have to look at our own self. We have to look at our own heart. We have to ask ourselves how serious we are about our faith, about how serious we are about following Jesus. That is our only hope. And again, while we are willing to give lip service to the fact that Jesus is our only hope, most of us do not live it. Our hope is in money, our hope is in the government, Our hope is in the TV set. Our hope is in Google. Our hope is in whatever. Not really in Jesus. St. Paul, speaking to the Thessalonians again, says that they turned to God from idols, and that they turned to Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. If he is our only hope to deliver us from what is to come, why would we look to anything else? The computer isn't going to save you. The bank account isn't going to save you. The government sure as heck isn't going to save you. Why do we keep putting our faith in everything except Jesus? We give him lip service, and our hearts aren't there. Isn't that the definition of you hypocrites? Where we have to look at that and say, that's me. Guilty as charged. If that's the case, then we need to ask ourselves, what do I need to do to get myself on track? I need to listen to what our Lord said. I need to truly believe in him. I need to love him. I need to serve him. I need to live my life for him. We don't like change, most of us. And to change our lives, to truly live what it is that we profess, can be a scary thing, and it can be hard. We're going to lose people who call themselves our friends. That's okay. Because one day we're going to stand before Jesus, and we will be all alone before Jesus. That's the one we will have to answer to. Not to our friends, not to anybody else, not to all the people who think we're weird. Let them think what they will. We want to be with Jesus. It's not just about answering to him. We want to spend eternity with him. If we want to spend eternity with him, why don't we want to spend time with him? So some things to ponder. Let that into the heart. Don't let the word go in one ear and out the other and go, I've heard it all before. That guy, it's all just fire and brimstone. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. How about the word of God? That's what we need to be listening to. Don't listen to me. I don't give a rip about what I'm saying. How about what Jesus says? How about what Scripture says? That's what we need to be listening to and paying attention to. That's what St. Paul is calling us to. For the Thessalonians, the gospel was not just a bunch of words. It was with power, it was with conviction, and it was in the Holy Spirit. And that's what he wants for us.